Israeli warplanes have dropped leaflets on Gaza City neighborhoods. They're urging people there to evacuate immediately. How is Hamas responding as they continue to launch rockets at Israel? Joining us live now, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. Hamas not helpless in this fight. How strong are they?
Hamas is an organization that's been around since 1987, and they have thousands of members, and they have some significant support, support that comes from Iran to the tune of $20 to $30 million. And this is prior to 2008. They also get a significant amount of money from the Saudis. In fact, one of the Saudi princes publicly announced that, you know, Hamas organizations or organizations related to Hamas may get something on the order of $15 million a year from the Saudis. And with that money, they've got all sorts of weapons, including drones. They've got anti-tank missiles. They've got a significant amount of rocket launchers, obviously. And these new rockets that they have can travel almost anywhere in Israel. So this organization is a pretty strong organization when it comes to technology and finances.
But how does that firepower match up to what the Israelis have?
It doesn't. It doesn't match at all. What it does is it makes, it just presents the illusion that they are actually fighting back against the Israelis. I mean, the fact that Israel has the capability to pick out, pinpoint, and destroy most of these locations where they keep their weapons, and also Israel has destroyed most of their R&D infrastructure, suggests that Israel has way over the top advantage over that organization that Hamas has. But the point that we're making is Hamas is not just running around throwing bottle rockets and rocks. Mm-hmm. They have a significant organization that Israel has to contend with.
So we're hearing, you've told us where they get their money. Where is that translating into the sophisticated weaponry? Where are they buying that with that money?
Interesting that you asked that question. There is something on the order of about 400 underground tunnels in the entire country. And I'm under the understanding now, and was told yesterday by Israeli sources, that many of those weapons are coming from Libya now. Many of them are coming from Africa. Africa is their backyard. And through some of those unstable places like Libya and other parts of North Africa are coming weapons through those tunnels, which is one of the reasons why Israel wants to continue to try to destroy Hamas's military and terrorist infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. So how do you shut down those channels?
The first thing I think is happening today. We're told there's going to be a ceasefire at some point today, I think. So that's the political pressure on the Hamas political wing to put pressure on the military or terrorist wing, however you want to refer to it. Mm-hmm. The second thing is to make sure that these weapons are cut off from the source. You know, they're not getting into the country, which is what Israel did in the last uprising in 08, and that caused a significant amount of trouble, the flotillas, et cetera. And I think the third thing is to make sure that there aren't people around that are willing to use them.
If we get signs of a ceasefire later today, any sense on how long that could hold?
Unless, based on the folks that I've spoken to, unless this is something that Hamas's political leadership sees as an ultimate decision or an ultimatum from the international community, not very long. Because if this is one of those situations where you're going to have an agreement and then it's broken in a day or two because of some kind of emotional situation or something that's created by one of the shadowy backroom players to scuttle the peace agreement, it won't last very long. But there would have to be a solid, strong commitment by the political wing to say, okay, we want to end this. And there's never been that kind of determination or appearance from Hamas throughout its existence as far as Israel goes.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton headed to the region today to work on a ceasefire. We'll hear more on those efforts coming up with a special report in 5 minutes. Thank you, JJ. WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green joining us live in the studio.